Good morning from the Radio Dubuque Newsroom. I'm Tim Larry. KCRG TV9 First Alert forecast for this Wednesday, May the 31st. A partly cloudy day with a slight chance of showers and storms and a high reaching 87. One of the five people charged with first-degree murder and first-degree robbery in connection with a February shooting death in Dubuque is scheduled for arraignment this morning. 18-year-old Leniga Hannon of Dubuque set to enter the plea to the charges in Dubuque County District Court. 31-year-old Jermaine Bolds of Dubuque was scheduled for arraignment on the charges today as well. The court records show a written plea of not guilty to those charges was filed last week. Bolds and Hannon, along with 24-year-old Aaron Johnson of Chicago, 16-year-old Tiara Godwin of Maquoketa, and 28-year-old Terry Valerie of Dubuque, are all charged in the death of 31-year-old Lonnie Burns. Davenport Mayor Mike Madsen says five residents are missing, including two people who could still be in the wreckage of a partially collapsed apartment building. Madsen and the police chief confirmed the numbers at a news conference yesterday. Critics have accused the city of wanting to move too quickly toward demolishing the building after it partially collapsed Sunday evening. Before the collapse, tenants had been allowed to remain in the building while repairs were being done. A woman was rescued Monday after authorities initially said no one was left inside. No fatalities have been reported. Dozens of people gathered outside the wreckage last night and held a candlelight vigil. There are details today about a tragic death Sunday evening during the races at the Tri-State Raceway near Earlville in Delaware County. Our coverage partner KCRG reports emergency crews responded to a report that a drag race car had been involved in an accident. Responders found severely injured driver identified as 74-year-old Gary McMahon, who was transported to the hospital in Manchester, where he was pronounced dead. According to investigators, the drag race car had just finished a race, but the vehicle did not slow down or deploy its parachute. The vehicle continued through a sand trap safety area and left the drag strip, flipping into an adjacent cornfield. The incident remains under investigation. Yesterday, Governor Kim Reynolds authorized the deployment of 100 Iowa National Guard troops and 30 Department of Public Safety personnel to the U.S. southern border. The National Guard troops are set to be deployed for 30 days in August. The Department of Public Safety personnel are set to deploy for 30 days in September. The new deployment is reportedly happening as part of a request by Texas Governor Greg Abbott to help secure the border following the end of Title 42. And the city of Dyersville will be receiving its award later today for being named 2023 River Town of the Year by the nonprofit group Iowa Rivers Revival. The annual award recognizes an Iowa community for outstanding efforts to reclaim riverfronts as anchors for economic development, recreation, and good environmental stewardship. The award will be presented at noon today during a ribbon-cutting ceremony at the pedestrian bridge. The ceremony will be followed by an organizational fair from 1 until 4, and then a reception event from 4 until 7. On Twitter, follow us at Radio DBQ News. From the Radio Dubuque Newsroom, I'm Tim Larry.